Sarah Malone is a paintmaker and artist who can tell you about the science and history of color. Next Thursday at 6 p.m., she will give an art and wine talk at the Creative Arts Guild in Dalton, where she is an instructor. I spoke with Sarah and Amanda Brown, the Guild's executive director. Sarah, Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having us.
Art and wine is just another example of how events are coming back to Creative Arts Guild and opening the doors to the community in the Dalton area.
Yeah, we're going to be having an event. It's an art and wine talk, just like you said. The date's May 27th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Arts Guild. And there we will hopefully be sharing some good wine and some good art conversation. And there's also a gallery exhibit going on as well, isn't there, Amanda?
There is, absolutely. So the event itself will be hosted in our gallery with a backdrop of works by Libby Newell and Amy Reeder and Ann Nichols as well, in an exhibit that's going there. But Sarah will be our main feature of the evening as she talks to us a little bit about color.
I work with this company, Cranfield Colors, out of the UK, and I'm sure that sounds a bit obscure for some Georgia girl to be working for a company out of the UK. That started for me back in 2016 when I was still in my undergrad, and I've learned copious amounts of the traditional method of manufacturing oil-based paint and ink. And from there, I have traveled all over the globe. I've gone to multiple universities, and what I do is simply talk about our process. But during this art talk, I'm not going to try to go into like extraneous detail of all the small like graphs and such. I'm going to keep it a little bit more broad for our audience, and I'm going to talk about color and how we perceive color ourselves as human beings and how that can vary across the board of people. And then with that, I will talk about how paint makers help deliver the most vibrant color possible for our human experience. And that's basically what we'll be talking about, is paint making and how we perceive color and how that works out for us paint makers.
Well, one way that color is perceived is as an art, and another is as a science. And then there are people such as yourself who perceive it as both of those things.
Absolutely.
How so?
That is very fair to say.
How so?
Well, as scientists, we go through the process from raw product. So you're going to go from pigments, and there's a variety of ways to get pigment. You can obviously get it from the earth, and those would be your earth tones. And then we've got our wonderful scientists who are essentially pharmacists, if you will, who are creating synthetic pigments. And then we also have another spectrum of pigments, which is just your straight black pigments, which actually come from soot. So it's just burning a flame and insufficient oxygen. And those three packages of pigments we take to make the wonderful paint that help us express ourselves. And one better to express yourself during a pandemic like this one. And we've actually seen a great rise in oil painters during this pandemic, because I think life itself has slowed down a lot for all of us. And we are stuck at home. And a lot of artists that used to work with acrylics, which are very quick drying, you can't really manipulate it post a couple of hours of working. And with oil paint, it's that slow, like romantic process of being able to move the paint, and then you can also take it away. So if you're painting your grandmother and you don't really like the way her nose looks, you can just take it off and add a new one as slowly as you'd like. And hopefully you can mold the picture into something more of what you wanted. Whereas before, it was much quicker.
You've talked about the pandemic. How has your perception of color changed as a result of the pandemic? And how do you think other people's perceptions that you know, fellow artists, have changed as a result of the pandemic?
Well, for I myself, I was the U.S. sales manager for this company, so I was traveling every month, and I was constantly on the move. And since I was furloughed, I was very much, you know, anchored to my house. So I myself started painting more. And I have found that a lot of painters like myself who used to do photorealism, there's actually a quote that said that my photorealism seemed like a flat joke in such a very bleak time. So a lot of people have become transitioning into more abstract work and where it's just pure color. And I've actually been more obsessed with mixing paint and taking photos of the paint itself on my bench of where I've just mixed colors. And I find that sometimes more beautiful than the prints themselves. And I've seen that reflected in a lot of artists. And I think multiple people have as well. We're all transitioning into less specific realism because the reality right now is pretty tough, but we're on the uphill, I think.
And speaking of paint, you mentioned oil painting a moment ago. Then there is the factor of identifying a paint by its smell.
Yes, absolutely. That's a funny thing. A lot of people, if you go visit the factory in Wales, for example, you walk in and you are surrounded with the smell of linseed, which comes from the flax seed. So it grows in the fields in Wales and they cultivate it and it's all very sustainably sourced and they use every bit of it. So even the grounds left over, they give to the cattle for the farmers. And if you go into some of my really good friends, I'll mention her name, I think she wouldn't mind, Sadie. She's a wonderful oil painter. You go into her room and the fan's always running to keep her oil consistently drying and it just smells heavenly to me of linseed oil. But some people don't care much for the smell. So it depends on who you are, I suppose.
And Amanda, color and paint, they all have something in common. There's an art and a science to all of them, and they all need to be paired properly.
Absolutely. If you join us for this art and wine, the science of color, we certainly will pair the color with the wine for an enjoyable, rich experience. And this is for the artists, the scientists, or just the color enthusiasts. We won't be actually physically creating art. We'll be talking about color and the creation of it. So it's all inclusive for everyone. It's a free event. We just do ask that you RSVP. There's a link on our website at creativeartsguild.org or on Facebook under the Creative Arts Guild, and just follow the Art and Wine link. So just give us an RSVP so we know to count on you. There also will be, this is an in-person event, but there is a Zoom link. So you can RSVP for a Zoom link as well and join us virtually.
And this type of event at this time of year, after the past year that we have all lived through, you're making a statement in more ways than one.
Yes, I think we're all ready for a little color and vibrancy back in our life. I think we've lived a long time apart, and I think the color and the celebration of how that forms individual colors and then how they mix and merge together to make new colors. We mix and merge back together again after a long period apart is all symbolic and something we're exciting to bring everyone together again.
And where can people go online for more information about the event?
For more information, go to creativeartsguild.org.
All right. Amanda, Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.